Eyes so dark, you chewing chains, you slaver, chin tomato tongue, and talking drabby drooge. When danced with weight and whirlwind wheel too fast, when smash and snap and break in hands of beauty, now you crumple low while victory holics scold you whippering rough. And when light switch be your only friend, and okay, friends are fine, but Christ, don't stand all day, no break for lunch, and flick your friend till fingers throbbing, blisters leak, and contact voltage smack you brains like squash ball, ECT, hee hee. Then welcome. Bah. Uzim Pulswa, welcome. In blue jam, 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 blue jam.
My name's Jason Laz. I'm a freelance photographer, and I keep tropical fish. And I like to get in with the fish whenever I can. They're quite safe. And Mel here helps me to get in. I just...
Okay. I've got you.
Quite hard to balance.
Careful.
And just sit down.
You spilt your fish, Jason.
It's quite fiddly because the tanks are only a foot wide and 3 foot long.
Couple more there.
I mean, use the net, huh?
Big squashed one there.
Yeah, angel fish. Mm. So, I'm sitting down and...
Its guts are coming out of its mouth.
And there's not much water left, actually.
There's quite a lot of squash
work. Oh, Mel, I'm going to crack the heater. Oh. I'm getting quite bad shocks all along my left side here.
I think you've cracked the glass as well.
I don't do this very often because you have to get a lot of new fish.
This one's coming
home. There you go. Right. Thanks, Mel. Oh dear. I've got quite a long gash here from the glass.
This one's had it.
Well, they're quite weak animals. Have you got a blaster, please, ma'am?
He's still breathing.
As I say, it's nice to get in with them once in a while.
Oh, no, I've broken.
Yes, well, they're really very weak fish. Oh, is that a flimsy one? Mmm. Yeah. Seem to be losing quite a lot of blood. Oh, really, I'm starting to feel quite woozy. Really, I'm starting to feel quite woozy.
Duty, and we were looking at the screen and we saw them come in, but we thought they wouldn't be a problem because they didn't look like thieves, you know, simple as that. They were disguised as racists. One ticket, please.
£8.50.
The sort that lets me into the cages, please.
Sorry?
The sort that lets me into the cages, please.
There's no such thing.
I've made an arrangement with the management.
Well, I haven't heard anything about it.
They said I could do it for £450.
Well, we don't do that.
They should have left you a note.
Well, they didn't leave me a note.
Could you ask them, please? Thank you.
Hello, it's main entrance here. Yes, Suzanne.
Excuse me, it's been a long time.
Stop hogging the kiosk.
I'm not hogging the kiosk.
Well, you are, actually.
I'm trying to buy a very important ticket.
We've all got important tickets to buy.
Mine's a special one.
Excuse me, can we get past this man, please?
I have a right to buy my special ticket.
Hello, sir. Can I help?
Who might you be?
I'm the customer manager. I gather you want a special ticket.
That's right, I've arranged it with the seniors.
Mm-hmm. Well, do you remember a name, sir?
No, I don't believe in names very much.
I see. And what was the arrangement?
That I could pay a cash sum of £450 and be allowed in any of the cages.
And may I ask why, Mr.
Martin?
in so much as I can.
May I ask why, Mr. Martin?
I want to lie down with a lion and not wake up again. Maybe prostrate myself in the rhino trench.
Well, I'm sorry, sir. I don't think that kind of arrangement has been made.
I've dressed especially for it.
I'm sorry, sir. I think it would be best if you leave.
I'm not leaving.
Well,
I've got my kids here.
Yeah, we don't want the children to see you.
No, it's disgusting. It bloody is.
Leave me alone.
Well, then don't you keep upsetting everybody.
You bloody people.
All right, sir.
Just leave your sickness at home.
It's not my sickness.
Bloody hell.
It's your sickness.
All right, sir.
You're the ones that make me want to do it.
Well,
you need a doctor, mate.
I think you should leave. Come on.
No, I've got more money.
Come on, sir. This way, please. That's it.
No, I'll give you £8,000.
What?
£8,000. Cash. For you to let me go in an animal place.
Can I see the money?
Yes.
In here, please, please. Come soon.
There it is. All notes from bloody bastards.
Right. Well, I'll be on my lunch break in 10 minutes. You can do what you want. There is a chance you may be rescued. I can't do anything about that, but if you want to, then off you go.
Thanks.
Thank me, mate.
No, you're a bit of a bloody bastard as well.
Good one.
But I'm very happy with the way I'm going.
Please, out.
Rhinos.
Outside.
The rhinos and the lions.
What?
If the rhinos are winning today, they shall feel my jam between their toes.
What?
Weird sicko.
Yeah.
Bloody
bastard. Just go home. I'm a sucker. Oh.
You and me are going to have a bit of a fight. Stand up.
Fight?
Yeah. Best way for this sort of thing. Come on. Up you get.
What do you mean, fight?
That's it. Come on. Come on, get it, you sad prick.
What the hell are you... No.
Come on, you dripping great girl.
Right, get up. Get up! Come on.
Result in weeks.
Leave me alone.
Alison's got to see this. Alison? Michael, have you got a minute?
You can't fight your own on the phone. I'm sorry, Alison, the wanker just trying to cheat. Hey, not from behind. Hey, Alison, he's cheating you.
What are you doing here?
Why? Alison!
Oh, my God.
I was winning. I was winning until he started cheating.
Stop it.
I know it looks like I'm losing now, but I was bouncing on his chest. He didn't have a chance.
Stop it now.
But I was winning. I was winning.
Cash, I'm really very sorry about this. Please just wait in reception, could you? I'll be out in a minute.
Alison, he bloody cheated. He bloody bashed me while I was on the phone ringing for a rep.
Michael, shut up and come here.
Oh, no, Alison.
Trousers down.
Please.
You bloody jerk. Stupid little man. Now sit down at your desk and think about what the fuck you're going to say to Mr. Patch.
Oi! Alison! You didn't see how it bloody started, did you? He hit me! With a metal thing! And it is jacket. You didn't look at his jacket, did you? Bloody cheat. Cheats always win. I'm gonna cheat next time.
My, I can see him. I think I'm sick and tired of seeing brothers being treated ill. That chill sent my homies not a video. Mama, they got him working on the payroll. Mama, I couldn't say no. Got sick and tired of seeing sisters being treated ill. That chill sent my homegirls not a video. Mama, they got him working on the payroll. At 21, the brother Smoothie got a record deal. Been working hard, been writing songs about the things he feels. He says it's real, cause I got bills, but I got skills. My deck is stacked, if I could only get my shit on wax. When it was right, he took his tape up to the wrecking decks. They smoke cigars and roll their eyes at him behind their specs. Your shit is fat, but I don't hear it in the format, Jack. With all this black crap, check page 21 of your contract. Mama, I couldn't stand on. Got sick and tired of seeing brothers being treated ill. This is for the chill, this is my homies, not a video. I hear my mind, they got him working on the payroll. Mama, I couldn't stand on. Got sick and tired of seeing sisters being treated ill. This is for the chill, this is my homies, not a video. I hear my mind, they got him working on the payroll. A friend of mine, my brother, she got a job at the post office. She was college educated, but got fired up at the law office. I'm all alone, the kids at home. I need a job, just any job, so I can get back on my feet like Tennessee. The bus came up there and said, why don't you come home with me? I'd like to see you take off your clothes from me. She said, no way, man. He said, you don't understand. You lose your life, you lose your job if you don't do this shit. Mama, I couldn't say no. Got sick and tired of seeing brothers being treated ill. Instead of chill, they said my homies not a video. I hear my mind, they got him working on the payroll. Mama, I couldn't say no. Got sick and tired of seeing sisters being treated ill. Instead of chill, they said my homegirls not a video. I hear my mind, they got him working on the payroll.
Black
black man who became a police officer. Officer, 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 officer. He tried to tell me it was the only job available. Either rob or join the mob because I'm not available. 190 went out on an undercover sting. Bought some smack, tried to break the heroin ring, ring. Two cops, white cops, are juggling going down. They spill his brain, I call me the fucking cop. Mama, 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 I couldn't stand no. Got sick and tired of seeing people being treated ill. Picked up my nines, walked up from behind. Stop two of them on the neck so I give me thighs direct. Pum, pum! Mama, I couldn't stand no. Got sick and tired of seeing brothers being treated ill. They said it's chill. They said my homie's not available. I hear my mom, they got him working on the payroll. Mama, I couldn't stand no. Got sick and tired of seeing sisters being treated ill. They said it's chill. They said my homegirl's not available. I hear my mom, they got it working on the payroll.
I can see Steve Lamack as a frail old man in a wheelchair trying to shake hands with an elephant.
Sometimes we're going to have a smoke by the old Bovary lad. Lenny the Goth, but till he found out he was just a puppet.
Hey, look. I'm looking through my nose. Can't see anything.
Sometimes we play 10 man's tryout.
That's okay. Who's got the tryout?
What? Who's got it?
I am. Have you?
Yeah.
No.
Where is it? Which one's no? Wait a minute. What's that? Where's the bloody tryout gone? Played it since we were kids. I still don't know who's got the tryout.
Have any accolades today, Mikey?
No.
Yes?
No, you haven't, Les.
Oh, no.
Yes, I have.
Dark. No.
Oh, yes.
Oh, no.
Which ones?
No.
Shut up, Les. Don't get many accolades, no. A few years ago, a big one came down here.
A big plume of fuzz on the front.
And as it trundled off, it got smaller.
That's how it got through the door of the pub.
Oof, it streaked through the bar and up to the back. By that time, it was only the size of a strep, so...
So simple heavens at it.
Died immediately of a broken kick.
Over by the crisp packet there, that's where Loud Bob at his garage.
You sent in your car for a service, he sent your car back the next day in a shirt.
That went out of fashion about 10 years ago, didn't it?
Everybody had a shirt in their car when the Dallas World came.
Old Castor Dallas, they come here looking for their birthplace.
But let them cut his bum off for a piece of freight.
Short while after that, a car with a shirt on wasn't trendy at all.
No.
That's why, Loud Bob ended up at the chimney market.
Loads of chimneys, isn't it? Lovely old chimneys. Wet and dry chimneys.
To keep the wet ones outside. And the dry ones.
Loud Bob bought 30 one day.
Why does the hill go up?
I went up to his yard to have a look and Bob was clambering about and he just stepped off a little one. Only about 3 foot tall it was, but it was from the top of a tall factory chimney and it forgot to remove the impact, see?
So he jumps down 3 foot and the ground did seem like the front of a train.
I got a bit of him stuck in my teeth. I was gawping, you know.
We forget to build our house again.
Who's coming up to the grit barrel?
Oh no, there's bombers in there.
Oof. He's scared of the grit barrel because he thinks the Second World War's still going on in there.
Are you heard it banging?
Lies.
May I ask you something, Mike?
Yes.
If a zombie, right? If a zombie has wooden flooring, do they put it down themselves or pay someone else to do it?
Les, you are a prime little bollock.
Hey. You got this right, okay?
What?
Where's it going? Who's got it?
I haven't got it.
have no map to find my way. From this house of dust, if it's what you love, it, love is what love is. If it's what you love, it, love is what love is.
Get John Cooper for me.
Do you know his number?
I think it's something like 345-6697, something like that.
Right.
But try a few numbers a bit like that.
Is it 345-6679?
Yeah, try that. It's quite urgent. I need John Martin as well.
What's he on?
Oh, 242-8878, or something like that.
8878?
I think so. Just try all the numbers with 7 near the end.
Okay.
Hello. Could I have Michael de Grey, please? Peter Chappell of Chappell. Michael de Grey. He's the senior partner. Well, have you been working there long? I must say, I don't recognise the voice. Oh, 256-2324, or something like that. Yeah, well, close enough. Look, for God's sake, it's only a number. Oh, come on, I've got better things to do than get pedantic about a 4. Look, I'm sorry if I got your number slightly wrong. Just don't throw up your nuts about it. Well, even if I have, you're still in Clerkenwell, aren't you? Right, well, instead of arguing like a spoilt girl, how about popping round the corner and giving them a message? Jean?
Yes?
Any luck with those numbers?
No.
Oh, bloody piss. How long's the backlog?
Just under 1,000 calls. Oh.
It's going to be another late finish. Do you mind?
Okay.
Thanks, Jean.
Do you want me to phone Alison?
No, well, I'd better do that. Oh, hello, love. Alison? Oh. Is she there? Alison Chappell? Did she say when she'd be back? Oh. Who is this, by the way? Are you one of her friends? Well, may I ask what you're doing there? I'm pretty sure you don't. I'd have seen you in the morning or something. 212-0344. Something like that. But it got me through, didn't it? Well, I guess, yeah. Well, if you do bump into her, could you tell her I'm going to have to spend another night in the office? Yeah, Peter Chapel. Yeah. If you see her. Thanks. Bye. Jean?
Yes?
Any luck?
No.
Oh, for God's sake. Could you call the phone engineers? We can't go on like this.
Right.
Tell them to cut off the lines. I think we can do without the phones, really, don't you?
Yes.
Good. Good, 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 good.
Have you got the number?
It's one of those 1,000 numbers, isn't it? We've tried it before.
Yes, we got up to 251,000.
Okay, well, you do 252 of the evens, I'll do the odds.
Okay.
Hello, we'd like to discontinue the phones, please. Oh, right, sorry. Hello? Cube Communications? Sorry to bother you. Hello, Peter Chapel of Chapel. Could you cut us off, please? Yes, could you cut us... Hello? Hello, you just cut me off. Peter Chapel. Well, I asked you to cut me off and you did. Well, I do want cutting off, yes, but... Hello? Hello? Oh, bloody hell.
Sell me a paper.
Stay down!
Piss my teeth out.
Why are you
I'm sorry. There's no easy way to say this. Your condition really is very serious. You probably won't realize this at the moment, but you're in a coma.
A coma?
Yes. My name is Martin Ward.
We'll get you onto a life-support machine at once.
I first diagnosed symptomless coma 3 years ago.
Characteristic of the early stages.
And since then,
I mean, I can move.
The number of cases has been steadily increasing.
Can you put a catheter in him? Insert a nasogastric tube and stand by with a Largactil just in case he's. You know.
Obviously.
I should warn you, he has got quite a lot of tubes.
Parents have a lot of difficulty coming to terms with symptomless coma.
Hello. Hello, Simon. How are you?
He doesn't look quite well.
Are you quite well?
I'm afraid he's very wrong.
Oh dear.
All right, love. We bought you some fruit and some chocolate.
Yes.
Fruit is a stranger.
I'm afraid he's only allowed nutrition through the tubes, Mrs. Feather. He's asking us to leave him alone. They get very tired.
Does he want to get out?
No, he wants us to go, Mr. Feather.
Yes, son?
I think we'd better go before he gets upset.
I'm afraid
he's likely to become a fool to himself, Mr. Feather.
All right.
Bye, son.
Take care of yourself. Nurse, could you double the benzodiazepine, please? Time and again, I've seen a healthy youngster suffer.
Just going to increase the dosage.
Rapid deterioration.
Don't make this difficult for me.
Almost from the very moment of diagnosis.
Shut up.
And there's nothing I can do to stop it. To have to watch a patient in a state of unavoidable decline runs against every instinct I have.
Check around the back of the neck.
When the dreadful day arrives, I try and make it as easy as possible for the family.
Can I kiss him, Doctor?
Yes. Very carefully. Yes.
All right,
love.
Even then, their hopes can be very unrealistic.
Oh, did he feel that?
No, I'm afraid he didn't. That was just a reaction.
He moved. I'm sure he felt something, didn't he?
If he felt anything, I'm afraid it would only have been excruciating pain.
Oh.
Listen to the doctor, love.
I ought to top up his morphine dose to stop him feeling anymore. But to watch someone's last chance drown in a sea of dimorphine can be too much even to me.
And close the system. You all right, Doctor?
I hope that one day there will be a cure. But until that day, more and more young people will die. And I have to do this job again and 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 again.
When you gloom so dark, you chewing chains, you slaver, chin tomato tongue, and talking drabby drooge. When dance with waif and whirlwind wheel too fast and smash and snap and break in hands in beauty, now you crumple low while vitriolic scold you whippling lump. And when light switch be your only friend, and okay, friends are fine, but Christ, don't stand all day, no break for lunch, and flick your friend till fingers throbbing, blisters leak, and contact voltage smack you brains like squash ball, ECT, hee hee. Then welcome. Bah. Ooze in Pulswa, welcome. In blue jam, blue jam, blue jam, blue jam, blue jam, blue jam, blue jam. Blue jam.